This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lest you thought the traditional summertime wedding season was drawing to a close, Wall Street would like to disabuse you of that notion. The private equity firm Clayton, Dubilier & Rice has proposed a David's Bridal. The deal values the wedding dress retailer just a hair over $1 billion. Urban Outfitters and Ann Taylor are getting into the wedding biz as well. Sally Herships has more now on the sudden retail popularity of getting hitched.
I have a question for you. Ball gown or mermaid? Lace or satin? I'm talking about wedding dresses. Anya Winnicka is site director of TheKnot.com.
It's one of the most stared at, looked at pieces of clothing that a woman wears in her entire lifetime.
And then there are the pictures. Forever. But no pressure.
Americans historically have spent a lot of money on weddings.
Nancy Kane is a retail historian at Harvard.
The average wedding costs $27,000.
And the average bride spends $1,100 on her dress. Kane says even though an awful lot of Americans get divorced, we still love getting married. But the wedding industry has not exactly been in a honeymoon period lately.
No, the industry is definitely not recession-proof.
Shane McMurray is CEO of The Wedding Report. He says when the recession hit, people cut way back on weddings. But Anya Winnicka says within the bridal industry, fashion is worth $4 billion. In the wedding business, the trusted life partner is the dress.
If they're going down to the courthouse or to the JP or whatever, it doesn't matter. Even if they go down to some shop at the mall or something and it's not necessarily a full-blown wedding dress, they're going to buy a dress.
How romantic. That's why so many retailers are lining their racks with white. And don't forget dresses for the bridesmaids. Do you have anything in seafoam or guava? In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.